Tony Henley Ministries is a nonprofit that is dedicated to inspiring and equipping believers to be leaders. We do this through counseling, coaching, written word, as well as public speaking and audio. Go to TonyHenley.org for more information. Proverbs 125, the consequences of disregarding wisdom. Proverbs 125, and you treated as nothing all my counsel and would accept none of my reproof. It presents a core principle found throughout the book of Proverbs, that vital importance of heedfulness to wisdom and the perilous consequences of neglecting it. This verse speaks to a fundamental struggle within human nature, the choice between seeking understanding and surrendering to self-willed paths. While brief in wording, this proverb carries weight and offers a timeless warning relevant to life's complexities. Again, the book of Proverbs, it paints wisdom as a personified figure, often depicted as a woman calling out in the streets. Her voice seeks to guide and steer individuals away from paths of destruction. The counsel offered by wisdom encompasses sound judgment, prudence, knowledge, and the ability to discern right from wrong. Reproof in this context implies correction, not as condemnation, but as a guiding hand leading back to the right path. Therefore, Proverbs 125, it presents a scenario where wisdom's call is met, not with openness, but with outright defiance. The choice is made to treat wisdom's voice as insignificant. The repercussions of this disregard are a focal point in the book of Proverbs. Verse 22-26 echoes this sentiment, stating, "I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes." This is not a vindictive stance, but a reflection of the natural consequences of rejected wisdom. When one dismisses sound guidance, adversity becomes an inevitable teacher. The storm of hardship, which wisdom could have helped navigate, becomes all the more destructive due to a lack of preparation and foresight. However, Proverbs also underscores the ever-present reality, availability of wisdom. Concepts of seeking, finding, and the willingness to receive are woven throughout the book. Wisdom doesn't impose, but extends an invitation, emphasizing the individual's responsibility in the decision-making process. While the ramifications of rejecting wisdom can be harsh, this proverb does not paint a picture of irreversible doom. Wisdom remains a persistent possibility when initially spurned. Beyond its direct biblical context, Proverbs 125 offers insights applicable to a broader spectrum of experiences. In every age, we encounter voices, principles, and lessons vying for our attention. Some align with passive growth, sound judgment, and constructive living. Others, while seductive, lead to pitfalls disguised as freedoms. This proverb challenges us to discern between those voices. It urges us to recognize the value of seasoned advice, tested principles, and the cumulative knowledge passed between generations. Refusing wise counsel can manifest in various ways. It might be the teenager who struggles off well-intentioned parental guidance. The entrepreneur ignoring sound business principles, or the individual neglecting time-honored moral and ethical codes. Ultimately, the disregarded counsel encompasses the knowledge and experience that can shield us from foreseeable trouble and foster informed decision-making. Proverbs 125 serves as a timeless reminder that wisdom often lies outside our immediate self-interest and impulsive desires. It invites us to consider the long-term consequences of our choices and embrace the counsel available, recognizing that our path is shaped not only by our actions, but also by the voices we heed or disregard. Heeding the proverb's warning encourages a life built upon seeking understanding and a willingness to receive instruction. Again, this is Tony Henley. Thank you for listening. Do me a favor and subscribe if you enjoy these. Go to our website, TonyHenley.org, for more information.